Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, everybody. This is Rocky's mom, Tina. If you love the podcast as much as I do, go ahead and press that support button. Thank you and enjoy the episode.
I'm loving this weather right now. This weather is amazing. Overcast, kind of cold, about 60-something degrees. And if you know me, you know I love wearing hoodies. I love wearing sweaters. I could wear a hoodie and a sweater with some shorts. That's my thing. It's amazing. I have good-looking legs. Why not show my legs? They're beautiful. Beautiful fucking legs. Nice calves. Nicely tan, for damn sure. Have tattoos on them. Why would I hide my legs? So it is hoodie season. And if you don't have a hoodie, we have some great news for you. You can go to snapexpressprinting.com/. I don't know if it's a slash, but it's like a leaning line. I don't know what you call that. It's like a crooked line. It's like leaning to the right. So whatever that is, it's snapexpressprinting.com, Nashville merch. Just go to snapexpressprinting.com, click on Nashville, and you'll see the merchandise. It's pretty cool. We should have Street Scholars coming up pretty soon, hopefully sometime this week. But if you need that hoodie, get that Nashville hoodie. It's a good hoodie. You're going to look sexy in it. You're going to look foxy in it. So go ahead and take care of that. Each package comes with a pin, like a little button, and it comes with a sticker. So right there alone is amazing. So go ahead and do that. It is Nashville episode 80. 80 episodes already. I'm pretty excited about that. We're coming to 100 really quick. Really quick. And that's amazing. I have some announcements to make later on today in the show. So we'll get to that. But right now, you know what? Yo, Rock, draw me a sick ass beat. Welcome back. Got a lot of things to talk about. A lot of things. I had a great weekend. It was fun. Nothing too crazy. I did, however, go to... This is the thing. I went to Buffalo Wild Wings, which is a national franchise. It's a big deal. Buffalo Wild Wings is a big deal. I watched the Dodger game there, and I watched a fight there on the same day. It was good. We'll get into that later. But right now, I want to say that they didn't check for vaccination cards. They didn't check if you were negative. You just walked in. You had to wear a mask until you sat down. Let's not get into that because that's stupid. But that's a whole different thing. You know what I'm talking about. After the Buffalo Wild Wings thing, we went to a local bar. A local bar that I've been going for years. It's my little hole-in-the-wall bar. It's amazing. It's a cool little hole-in-the-wall bar that's getting more popular and popular, which I'm kind of getting mad about, that people are going there and there. I don't like that shit. I hate trendy shit. No one knows I hate trendy shit. Everybody knows I hate trendy shit. They were checking at the door. They were checking if you had your vaccination card, if you had the shot. they were checking if you got the jab. I think it's called the jab, they call it. And I didn't have one. G-Money had one. Chach, he had one. Everybody had one by me. I felt kind of left out. I felt left out. Like, hold on. Like, all my friends have the shot by me. Like, I felt like, when did we all agree to take the shot? I know I talked about it, I'm going to take the shot, but when did you guys do it behind my back? I felt like, hold on.
Behind your back.
Like, I feel like nobody told me that everything get the shot. Like, I, like, come on. So the security go, bro, like, you need a vaccination card, you know? And I was like, fuck, I don't have one. And I'm not going to argue, like, okay, like, you know, there's people in line arguing and telling, well, you know, if they have, like, if, you know, people arguing their thing because some people are for it and some people are against it. So if people are against it, we're arguing with the security guard, why can't I get in? If this guy had the shot, then I can't give it to him because he got the shot. That's the whole point of getting the shot. And, you know, I don't want to get into that whole bullshit right now, but I was saying, like, I'm not going to argue with the security guard over this. Like, he's just doing his fucking job. He's just doing his pinche job. So I didn't argue, and I was cool with this. So he seen how cool I was, cool and collective. He goes, hey, come here. So I go over there, and he goes, just pretend you're showing me some kind of card, bro. Like, get your homie's card and pretend that's your card. Just pretend. I go, okay. Like, cool. So my friend, you know, we walked away. He gave me his card. I show my friend's card. And he go, cool. He let me in. And that was it. It was that easy. And we got in. So I think a lot of bars, they're not going to comply to this shit. I know in November 5th, I want to say, to go to the barbershop, a barbershop in LA County or LA City, you have to be vaccinated to go to the barbershop. And you need to be vaccinated to be a barber at the barbershop. So, like, a lot of barbershops don't want, they're not going to take that. A lot of small business, they're not going to take this hit. I don't see them taking this hit. Like, because a small business, they don't go out of business. A lot of business went the first time pandemic. They can't struggle and do it again. It's impossible to do it again. And me and Novel, we're going to the Laker game, I think, in, what, about 2 weeks, Novel? I think Novel's there. I don't know where he went. But we're going to the game in 2 weeks. And are you vaccinated or not? I don't even know if you are or not.
Novel? I can't disclose that. I am.
Oh, so you do have the shot then?
Yes.
Once again, Novel's back to being quiet again, everybody. But anyways, so I guess I was me, G Money. I know Amris is against the shot. She's not against it, but she's like me, kind of like I wasn't gonna get the shot. I'm for the shot. I was gonna get it eventually. I'm gonna get it, but because they're telling me I have to get it, I'm like, well, you know what? Now I don't want to get it.
Because it's popular now. Now you don't want to get it.
No,
it's cool, Rocky.
No, I'm not saying because it's trendy. Like, it's, I'm not saying because it's trendy. I'm saying, like, don't tell me what to do, motherfucker. Because now I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell me to do it. Cause now I don't want to do it. So I feel like I don't want to do it anymore, which I'm going to do. I'm just being stubborn.
Yeah.
I'm being a big brat. The fuck?
Well, you know what it is?
Wrong button.
A lot of these companies, they're not going to, it's going to be all bullshit. I was in San Francisco, right? The whole, all up north.
Uh-huh.
You have to be vaccinated in order to get into a restaurant. Dude, these restaurants don't care. These restaurant owners don't care because you cannot really see if, like, you cannot really, what a, fuck, how can I say it? Like, if you're really vaccinated, you got the card, right?
Yes.
But there's so many fake cards out there. So anybody can just go show up. They're not checking shit, really. All they want to do is just see something. You can just show them your phone. It could be a picture of your fucking dog, and they're going to let you in.
Yeah.
Like, they just want the cameras to see that you're showing someone at the front something. You know how they used to do back in the day when they would let, like, 18-year-olds into 21-year-old clubs? Just show us something, and you can come in. You know, that's the way they're playing it right now. These companies and these little mom-and-pop shops, they lost so much money last year that they're not going to do it again. So they don't give a fuck if you're vaccinated or not. You just got to show something. Like homie that just did that with you this weekend. He just wanted you to show something. That way the cameras that are beaming on him, like, he doesn't get in trouble for it. Just letting anybody in.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because Chach and G Money, they didn't actually have their card on them in their wallet, but they had a picture of their thing on their phone. So they just showed their phone pretty much. You know, they showed their phone.
Literally,
so
all you guys, everybody could show the same fucking picture.
Yeah.
All they want to do is just see something or look like they're looking at something.
But it's eventually, they're saying that it's going to be part of like your driver. It's going to be some kind of like a barcode on it. We're going to see who exactly what it is or whatever, like a barcode, like kind of like a driver license. So I think it's going to come down to that. And it might be on your real ID. I feel like they're up to something. I feel like they're always up to something, kind of, but not really. But
of course, why the fuck would that be on your ID? Like, what the fuck is in this goddamn vaccine that they're feeding people? Look, I have this conversation with my clients every fucking day because some of my clients are for it, some of my clients are against it. I'm for science. I believe in science. I believe in medicine. That's me. Mm-hmm. But it goes to a certain extent. Now, this vaccine comes out. It comes out quick, right? Now, they're starting to give you money to get the vaccine. They're giving you incentives to get the vaccine. They're acting like they care about you. Oh, you need to get the vaccine so you cannot spread the sickness. Oh, you need to do that. They're giving you a free vaccine. Why aren't they doing that with chemo? Why aren't they doing that with insulin shots?
Because chemo and cancer is that's not it's not airborne.
Big business, bro.
It's not
big business.
Well,
if they're saying they care about people,
they do
care about people all the way.
You don't think government cares about you a little bit, or they don't care about
care about you enough to keep you alive, to keep feeding them, to keep you a part of their monopoly? You need people. You need to enslave people way or another.
Then why did why did you get the shot, Novo?
I didn't get the shot.
You said you did.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh my god, you're so annoying right now, dude. Why would you lie? Nashville, we don't lie over here, brother. Come on, you're so weird.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. Fucking guy.
You got sound effects now?
Yeah. I got a new board. We stepped it up a little bit here in Nashville. So everybody, Novo didn't get the shot. He's a fucking jackass. Okay, with that being said, Novo, I'm kind of glad you didn't get the shot, because me and you should go together, and Ambrose, we need to go get the test to be negative to go to the Laker game coming up. So we need to do that sometime. It needs to be 3 days prior. So the game's on a Friday, so we have to go like on a Tuesday or Wednesday of next week to get the tested, right? I would say to go to Laker game. So that's the thing. It's crazy because I did want to go to the Dodger game today, Monday, against the Giants, but I don't feel like getting tested negative. I don't feel like getting a shot. Like it's a whole thing. So I'm not gonna go to the Dodger game. But I noticed that the Dodger tickets, the prices for playoffs, they dropped a lot. Not crazy, but enough. Like the tickets are very reasonable. And usually, like, the tickets are not that reasonable for a playoff game. So if you are vaccinated or you have a test that you're negative, then now the time to go to a Dodger playoff game. You know, the sporting events are really cheap. I know the Raider tickets in Las Vegas, they went down a lot because you gotta be fully vaccinated to go to a Raider game. So
one of my clients on that one too. Sorry to cut you off.
That's fine.
Said it's way different than San Francisco and LA because you have to literally. When you go there, you have to show ID.
Yeah.
You have to show so much more proof that you are vaccinated than just showing someone your phone. So that's where the crazy part is to me.
I feel like it's going to get like that everywhere sooner or later. Like I said before, like I'm for the shots. How you said, like, you're for science.
Medicine.
I'm for medicine. Like I'm not Jehovah's Witness. I'm a Christian, but I'm not a dumb Christian where I know God could heal us and we pray. I know he could do that. But at the same time, I feel like God bless us with medicine. Like he gave people the knowledge to make the medicine. Like, you know what I mean? Like one of those things. So like, why would I, like, I'm not like, oh, well, God, like I'm not going to get cancer. That, oh, God's going to heal me. No, you got to go through chemo. You got to go through these treatments. Like, you know, you just can't. And there's a lot of naive. There's a lot of naive Christians out there that, you know, they just, not that God can't, but at the same time, like we have stuff here to heal us too. You know, you can't be a silly Christian, I would say. You know, I don't know. It just to each his own, but there's people out there that, you know, that they just, I mean,
that don't believe in medicine.
They don't believe in medicine. They just believe in prayers, which is amazing. I mean, keep on praying, but at the same time, there's medicine here for you guys, dude. Like, come on, take the medicine. So I'm definitely for the shot. I just been lagging on taking it because I know from everybody that took it, at least majority people say you do get tired and fatigued for like a day or two. And I just don't want to be tired. I'm already tired already, bro. And I did a thing ever since I had COVID. This whole last year, I've been taking naps. I get tired very easily, bro. Like, and everybody that had COVID, like a really bad COVID, their fatigue is different. They get tired really fast now. It's different. Yeah. It's just different. So I go, like, I don't want to get it and get more tired. As it is, I'm fucking not motivated to do anything right now. Like, I need to go to the gym right now. I'm supposed to go today, but I'm like, you know, I'm looking at my big ass TV, Netflix. Like, that sounds amazing too, though, you know? So I don't know, bro. I just feel like I want to get it, but I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Especially, I think they're going to make our kids get it. So if my kid got to take it, then I'm going to take it, of course, you know? So I'm going to take whatever my kid's going to take. Like, I'm not going to let him take it by himself. So I don't know, bro.
Exercise. Bro, diet and exercise, that goes the longest way.
Get yourself a Peloton bike. It's amazing. I haven't done that shit in 3 weeks. I need to get back on that. I need to lose 20 pounds. I need to have a bomb-ass body like Novel. Shout out to French Fry and Fairy Tale. French Fry and Fairy Tale. They're launching their website, I think, this week. And this is what's crazy about French Fry. Like fucking shout out to her. But let me tell you what she's doing. Me come with a paper because we're done with the COVID talk. So you know, on most brands of clothing lines, anything after extra large, a double X, triple X, 4X, 5X, etc., it's more money. You gotta pay more money for their for a bigger size. That's a thing.
For the clothing, yeah.
That's definitely a thing. Now if with you, why do you think they do that? I mean, for me, it's because they use more material, I would say. Is that a legitimate answer? Why it's more money?
Well, when you start buying shirts, they're more expensive to get before you even put a print on. You know, like anything from small to extra large will cost, I'm just throwing a number out there, $2 a shirt, right? But when you get to the double X and higher, it's like $4 a shirt. I don't know. I'm guessing that's why people do it that way.
No, but I'm saying like, why? Yeah. For like, if you're a brand and you got to buy the t-shirt, yeah, it's more money for the bigger size. So like I owned a brand, I own a clothing store. So anytime I would have to stock my double X, triple X, like me buying it wholesale, I got to pay more money for the bigger sizes. So of course I'm going to sell it for more money. So it's like a domino theory kind of. But why are the people that are making the shirts, like why is Alstein or Trino, like AAA or whatever, Dickies, whatever brand it is, why are they charging more money for the biggest shirts? Is it because of, to me, it's common sense. And me and Bubs, yeah, me and Bubs had this conversation the other day, French Fry and Fairy Tale, follow her podcast. I told her, she goes, it's bullshit, and shout out to her for reals, because she's one of the first person to order off the Nashville merch. She's like, she bought a couple of hoodies, whatever, spent $100-something. And she screenshot and sent to me. She goes, this is bullshit. Why I got to pay more money because I'm a big girl. And I didn't make the prices on the merch. I agreed to the prices on the merch. But she said, why it got to be more expensive for a big girl? And I'm being funny. I go, because more material. And she's all, fuck you. I go, well, like, that's the only answer I could give you, Bubs. Like, to me, it's common sense. So going back to her, on her website, check this out now. And this is something I never heard of. And I think it's amazing. I think it's pretty genius of her. She did a thing. And sometimes she does smart things. But from small to extra large, she charging more money for smaller brands than the big brands. So anything double X and plus is regular size is cheaper than the regular. She goes, no, if you're a skinny motherfucker, you're paying more money on my website. And I go, that's fucking pretty fucking dope. I thought that was really fucking dope. For, I don't know why I laughed at there. Genius. I had the wrong one. I wanted the clappy one. There you go. So I thought that was pretty fucking dope, a French Fry and Fairy Tale to do that. So if you're a skinny person, you're going to pay more money. And you're going to see what she feels like our big people feel every day. And I could imagine shopping as a big person, like going shopping, like you can't buy things you really want to wear. Like when I was in my best shape, I felt good. I could shop at H&M all day, like not just for the sweatshirts, but like, you know, I could even go to Holocaust. Not that I went to Holocaust, hashtag no homo. Like I definitely didn't go to Holocaust.
Hollister, motherfucker.
but when I was like, I used to want to wear Holocaust. You know, you see them.
Hollister, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Not Holocaust.
Did I say Holocaust?
I used to want to wear Holocaust.
Oh, my wanted God.
Wear shoes on your skin?
Why
what the
did
fuck?
I say that? Why did you stop me? Shit. You should have stopped.
I did.
Oh, my God.
It's a highlight of this fucking talk.
Oh, that was fucking terrible. Fuck. Yeah. That was bad. I apologize to any Jews out there. I didn't mean to say Holocaust.
He does not want to wear your skin on his body.
Novel. Come on. And now I'm not going to get signed to a big network because Jews own that shit. Fuck that. I busted a Mel Gibson right now. No, but I meant to say Hollister. Fuck. Hollister. I used to want to shop Hollister. I get my worst fucked up sometimes. So listen, I used to want to shop at Hollister back in the days, you know, because the mannequins, they look all cool. You go in a Hollister store, like they have the nice photos up there. You know, there's like a model looking guy, like, you know, 5 o'clock shadow, hashtag no homo. I just want to wear Hollister. And I go, you know what? One day I'm going to wear Hollister. And when I was in shape, I had the chance to do it. And I didn't buy Hollister, but knowing that I could, that was enough for me. I go, I could buy this shirt right now and I could rock it and I'll look fucking bomb. But I didn't do it. But it's way easier shopping as a skinny person than it is a big person, for sure. Like for shit, sure. And it's I know at the mall they have these plus size stores now. And it sucks because every time I pass by I don't know what it's called, but there's some stores that they're only for
big
plus size. No, like, well, yeah, big and tall, but that's mostly for men though. But I'm saying like for girls, there's plus size. I think that is what it is, right? Yeah.
It's for
curvy, big curvy girls. And I have a thing where every time I pass by it, I want to look who's in there. Just being nosy. Like, I don't know. I just have to look in there. I want to see what big girls are in there. It's not to make fun of them or anything like that. I'm just nosy. Like, okay, because I think it takes a lot of balls for a big girl to go in a store like that. Like I think if I was like a big dude, I think being a big guy, overweight guy is different from being a big overweight girl. You know, I wish we had French fry. I bet you French fry and fairy tale is in her car listening because she listens to every podcast. She's probably yelling at me, yelling at you too.
That doesn't take balls. You just got to go get some clothes that fit you.
Yeah,
if those are the clothes that fit them, then that's their store. You know what I mean? Because they make everything in there. They got sexy lingerie for plus size girls. They got like everything that they need, everything that's for the smaller women, they got for the bigger women in that store. So it's not like an embarrassment to go in there. It's just like finally a woman can step in that store and be like, fuck, they got what I've been wanting, instead of going to all these other stores and be like, fuck, they don't have my size. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, just look at it that way.
Well, when you put it like that, Novel, when you put it like that.
I got you, bub.
It makes a lot more sense the way you put it. I don't know. To me, I don't know why I look in those stores. I want to just see who's in there. Like I don't know. I'm a weird person, I guess, you know. But whatever. With that being said, we got to take a small commercial break. So with that being said, Novel,
we'll be back.
Let me give you some dating advice. Are you looking for a special place, for a special person, for a special date? Well, take them to Garden Bar and Grill, located in La Habra and Pico Rivera. Good food, good service. Be there. Hey, Hey, what's up, shoe geeks? If you want the right shoe plug, hit up Dope Kicks Upland. And Dope Kicks Upland, they have the heart to find Jordans, Yeezys, even the fitted Fear of God hats that you can't find anywhere. Follow them on Instagram, Dope Kicks Upland, and check out the inventory. You won't be disappointed. And we are back. We are back. I was having, so like I said in the beginning of the show, I was at Buffalo Wild Wings watching the game with my friends. And you know, when a bunch of guys are around, you have these conversations. You have some conversations that girls probably don't know guys have, I would guess. And we were talking about, like I said, you shouldn't go down. This is going to get a little crazy, guys. But I don't believe that somebody should go down on a girl if it's not their chick. Like, if a chick isn't your girlfriend, like, I don't think you should go down on her. That's weird to me. Like, no way. That's like a girlfriend privilege. And obviously the way you...
Nah.
I already knew you can disagree. So they told me the same shit. Yo, no, fool, what the fuck? I go, bro, like... And I guess it's like the same, like... And I think like a girl shouldn't even suck a guy's dick unless that's her boyfriend. That's intimate. What do you mean? What are you saying over there?
How many girls suck your dick without them being your girlfriend? Don't even start right now. I'm mad.
Well, that's different.
I'm just kidding. That's different. No. You motherfucker, you.
No, but as you know, I was never a big fan of a girl giving me head. I was never a big fan of that. Like, it's cool. Like, it's cool. I'm not going to take it away from her. Like, if she wants to do it, I'm not going to block her blessing. Like, it's cool. But I like to have sex. I like to have sex. I like to make eye contact, missionary, right? I like that. Old-fashioned. Come old-fashioned, obviously, you want. But I think when a girl does that, like, let me give you an example right now, Novel. And this is what I'm more or less talking about. Yeah, if you want to have just some crazy wild sex after a club, then yeah, go do your thing, I guess.
That's disgusting. One, okay. So when I said that, no. Hell no. You don't go down on a bitch that you just met that night at a club all sweaty and shit. One, I have a phobia with girls being sweaty. Like, and just dancing up on me, that's just nasty. If I don't know you, that's disgusting. So you don't go down on a girl that you just met that night for a one-night stand. Hell nah. I mean, if you're fucking with a chick that you actually like, you have a conversation with her, went on a couple coffee dates, went on a date, like, then you can do that, even if she's not your chick. But going down on a one-night stand, I agree with you when you say don't do that. But nah, even if a chick's not your chick, you just, like, you guys are talking to each other. Yeah, you guys can go down on each other's genitals.
No, see,
no problem with that.
That's what I kind of meant. No, that's what I meant. Like, okay, like, where I'm going with this, and maybe you will agree with me on this. Okay, I'm saying, like, let's say a girl likes a dude, like, she's kind of into him, you know, she's into him, whatever, and they go out for the first time, had a blast, and right away she sucks him up, and let's be honest here. Once a girl sucks you up, and if it's your first time being with her, like, for me, I get turned off. Like, dude, like, you really suck my dick? Like, you're a nasty hoe. Like, and I get turned off. Like, I'm not going to take this chick seriously. And I know a lot of people are fucking probably saying, oh, what the, this guy's weird or whatever. Like, whatever it is, you know, but that's the way I feel, bro. Like, I feel like if I meet a girl and she goes down to me, right away, I feel that she's kind of nasty.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you on that. But I think it's just kind of the way that we grew up. We grew up in a different, like, element of the way we portrayed women at one time in our lives. That if a bitch went, if a woman went down on you, like, right after meeting you, then a man would automatically think she's a hoe. You know what I mean? But then again, I've been with a few great women.
A few great women
to know that, like, good girls that are going to be there, like, ride or die type women, ain't going to go down on you the first night. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's all I'm saying.
It does take time for I'm not, once again, ladies, if you're getting mad at me, check yourself. Look in the mirror. Don't get mad at me. Don't be sucking dick on the first night. They wait. You know what I mean? They wait a little bit longer. Maybe the second time. Second date's okay. But the first one, don't do it.
But that's all I'm saying, Novel. Like, a good girl ain't gonna do that shit right away. So if a good girl doesn't do that shit right away, then what kind of girl is gonna do that shit right away? What kind of girl's gonna
girl
do that?
Like sex.
No, a bad girl. Not a bad bitch. Not a bad bitch. But a bad girl. Like a bad girl. Whatever. I'm saying she's not a good girl, bro. Like, I remember years back, I was talking to some chick and we went out to some bar. And it was cool. She was pretty. We're having a good time. We went to the car and we're just talking because she was leaving. She goes, talking in the car for a little bit. I go, cool. We're talking in the car. She ended up like sucking me up in the car. I never talked to her again in my life.
Oh, then never mind. It wasn't good. She was just bad at it. If it was great, probably would have been like, hey, what's up?
It doesn't matter if she was good or bad. It's just that she did it in a fucking bar parking lot, bro. That's fucking dirty. That's nasty. I don't have respect for you. Like, that's weird, bro. Like, if there was any kind of chance of us talking like boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever, then she blew
that
it.
Went out the door.
She literally blew it. Oh, I don't want to clap. I want to laugh. How you laugh? There it is. There's a laugh button.
All right. So let's say that trick. All right, you guys went out. You guys had a good time. You guys been talking for a while. You guys just talked in the car. She left. You left. You guys went out a week later, and she ended up doing that. Then would that be okay?
I'm not gonna put a number on how many dates you need to see in person. I'm not gonna put a number on that. I just can't. Like, there's not an like after a third date, yeah, she could suck. Yeah, there's not. I think that just.
Then when does it get to that point? Because this is your question with your guy talk.
It's not a question. It's just like I'm conversating. I'm just saying. I'm just speaking Nashville facts. Like, I just don't think.
So there's not a number on it.
Okay.
Number two or number 100.
Let's get into this novel. Like, okay, I'll give you a number in a little bit. But have you ever went out with the girl and she sucked you up right away? I'm pretty sure it happened. And have you ever took that girl seriously after? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Why am I, these stupid buttons are in my way. I need them. You know what I need to do? I need to mark these buttons. I don't have them marked.
I thought you did.
No, I don't have them marked. I'm just pushing anything right now. So.
All right, guys. Our apologies. We have a professional board. We don't have a professional soundboard.
Hey, I'm learning everything as I go and know how, buddy. Hey, but look
You were thinking it's fucking 3 years ago when we started this.
I know. So look at Novel said that he never took a girl seriously. I had done that. I never done that. So we're.
I don't think a girl's ever done that to me, though. But hypothetically, I don't think I would take a girl. Shut up.
Because you're lying, bro.
You're pressing the wrong number.
No, I know that button for sure. I know that button.
Say, hypothetically, if it happened, then no, I wouldn't take that girl seriously.
That's what I'm saying. And a lot of guys out there. And you know what? We're probably cop blocking a lot of fools out there. Cause we have like 70% of girls listeners on Nashville podcast. Shout out to all the fucking girls out there. But they're probably saying,
this is the way our dumbasses think. They don't have to think the same way.
But we're geniuses. I like to think like we think like all guys think on some real shit. Like it's just guy talk. And this is like, this is what guys really think. So, if you're I don't want to say if you're a girl out there, don't suck a guy's dick in a parking lot, because I'm cop blocking a lot of fools out there and I apologize right away.
Yeah, get your suck on.
No. As far as a number, Novel, I don't know if there's a number. I just think if the vibe's good. Like, I don't think, like, for instance, I don't think a girl should go down on you. Like, after a few times you had sex already, like, you could have sex, and then after, like, maybe, like, the fifth time you had sex or whatever, then she could go into sucking dick.
What?
Yes. Yes.
What is wrong with you?
No. Novel, this is common sense.
All right. Here's another question. This is a question I used to have with all my female friends.
Which is a lot of friends.
Yes. So, which is, like... And it was always like 50-50, and I could never get like a true like
answer
percentage wise, right? Mm-hmm. What's more intimate, having sex for the first time or licking each other's genitals for the first time. Like, what would you want to do? What's less of like less emotion? Like,
easy. Well, for me, this is easy, and this is something that I always preach. And G Money agrees with me. We talked about it on Street Scholar as well on the Nooner Show. But if I like you, and I think you're pretty, you're gorgeous, and all that, like, I'm not gonna climax in your mouth. Like, you do that foreplay wise, and maybe once in a while, yeah, it's gonna happen. But no, you don't get. Yeah, you could go down on me, get me hard. But we're gonna have sex, and I'm gonna. And when I do come, I'm gonna be looking at your fucking face. It's not gonna be doggy style. It's not gonna be in any of those positions. Like, I want to see you. Like, you're a pretty girl. I fucking love you. I want to make eye contact. Sounds cheesy as fuck. I don't care. But it's definitely going to be in your fucking mouth like you're a fucking hooker or some kind of hood rat at the club. Not going to happen. You know, once in a while.
Doggy style in the mirror. Now, see her face.
Now, if she's on her period and I'm her man and she wants to do that, then yeah, she's just taking care of her man's needs, and that's different. But if she's not on her period, there's no way I'm going to come in her mouth. Like, when I could come in a vagina. That's why I look at it.
Would you go down on a girl on her period?
Absolutely not. This fucking disgusting novel. You do that shit? Wow, novel.
I dropped the phone.
Yeah,
of course. What the hell?
So if you were a biker, you had red wings on your jacket. But what's the point of that? Like, that's not even cool to say that you have, like, your red wings. That's weird.
What? Why? Natural.
Like how could you? And I hear guys brag about that. And
nothing to brag about, but
yes, that's what I'm saying.
Just do. Just something you do.
And what kind of?
Wanted to bring that in the conversation.
And what kind of decent, classy female is gonna let their fucking guy go down on them when on their period? Most classy females won't even let you have sex on their period, and for them to let you go down, they're trashy. No offense.
What a prude.
No offense.
You prudes that are listening.
No, dude. What kind of normal girl, decent girl, would let their guy, any guy, go down them when on their period? That just makes no sense.
I mean, it's usually not when they're right in the middle. It's
they don't like care, bro.
Like, when it's heavy flow, it's kind of like day three, day four, day five. Maybe day five, day six.
I posted the other day about some new, I don't know if you've seen it or not, about some new... What do you call it? Sex. What's the word I'm looking for in a novel?
I don't know.
Not to get pregnant. What do you call that thing when you don't get pregnant?
Birth control.
My fucking mind's so fucked. I haven't had a Red Bull or nothing today. But yes, birth control is a word I'm looking for. Thank you, novel. So there's a new thing, and I posted it. It's a birth control. So I think with the girl, they inject in her vagina. It's not like
they kills all your sperm.
No, they don't leave in her vagina. It's like some kind of liquid, I think, that they inject it. And it doesn't mess with the hormones at all. It doesn't mess with the hormones. It doesn't fuck with their periods. They only take it right before sex. And I think that's amazing. Like, I think that's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure there might be some side effects of it or whatever.
Yeah, there always is.
Sometimes there's not, and they got to put it just in case, you know, for FDA regulations or something. But I think I've got the name of it. If I had a name, I would tell you. But I think that's something you girls might want to look into in something like that. Now, are you done having kids, and would you have Michelle get her tubes tied, or would you get your balls clipped?
No, I'm not getting my balls clipped.
So she'll get her tubes tied?
No, she's not getting her tubes tied either. So we have like five more kids.
So you do want more kids?
Yeah, you're going to be uncle to nine.
Oh, man. So I think I'm done. I'm done having kids, I would say.
Hold on. Let's go back to the birth control thing real quick.
Oh, shit. Because
there's something that, like, the male listeners need to understand on birth control. And this is just my little understanding. So ladies out there, don't get mad. If you want to educate me a little bit more on birth control, you guys are more than welcome to hop in my DM. But birth control doesn't just stop, like, it's good for not having babies, right? Birth control. But it also does help women that have really bad cramps. As far as like being a woman and all the things that women go through, birth control can actually be a positive, a positive thing. Can't find the right word. To help women out. Like, because I remember when I was in high school and I started having sex with my girlfriend, she needed birth control. Like, she needed to. Her cramps were so bad. Her period was just, it's just awful. Everything that she was going through around that time, it could have been just puberty as well, but the birth control really helped her out. And it's more than just about not having kids. Yeah, crickets. Forgot where I was going with that, but let's go back to your story.
What? What just happened right now, Novel?
Somebody come back me up.
Hey, you know what? We haven't congratulated you personally. We haven't congratulated you personally, like on the show. That Novel is engaged finally. Like, oh no, wrong one. Novel is engaged. Novel is a homeowner, and you've done this all in one weekend, which is like, talk about a fucking amazing weekend, bro. It's the best weekend ever.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool. Were you kind
of stressed? I tell you that. It's a lot of fucking stress.
Were you kind of disappointed?
No, that she did not cry. I was not disappointed she did not cry.
I'd be sad. I would cry. I would cry that she didn't cry. Like, you didn't cry? Like, when I proposed? Like I'm like that guy. So, if
you
I...
You watch too many fucking movies.
I watch all the movies, brother. I watch all the movies.
You watch too much shit. This is real life. We got... Did you not see what her face said in the fucking... In the video? She said, oh, shit. That was her reaction. Oh, shit.
That's a good reaction.
That's a good reaction.
Listen, man. We're going to take one more commercial break because we do got to talk about some other things, some updates we have for the podcast, and some I got some other shit I want to talk about with Novel. Today's going to be a little longer show than usual, and you are fucking welcome with that shit. So we'll be right back. A lot of people are truck drivers these days, driving cross country. Make sure you get maintenance on your big rig. And it's summertime, it's gonna be hot. Make sure the air conditioning is pumping. Go to Transport Truck Repair in Fontana. Look on our IG page, Transport Truck Repair. They specialize in APU, reefer, and truck air conditioning. Hit them up, Transport Truck Repair. And we are back. We are back. I want to go a little longer on Monday shows because Fridays are not for sure. And I took it off the main logo where it says every Monday and Friday because Friday will be always a bonus show. That's why I did take it off. I just, you know, it's been like more like a Monday thing. Monday and sometimes Wednesdays are Fridays. Wednesday will be lazy when he wants to come on. I know he has a lot to say. So we'll see a little bit more about that. Anyways,
Monday is the bonus show. No, Monday's the best day.
You know what? A matter of fact, speaking of Mondays, I was thinking about moving the show to Tuesday mornings instead of Monday mornings, only because a lot of times I do travel and I get back like Sunday night or Monday morning where I don't have time to do the Monday podcast. If I do it on Tuesday morning, it just gives me more time, you know, to record. It's like a for sure thing on Tuesday morning. I think Monday morning, cause a long weekend, if I'm out and I'm in Vegas or wherever I'm at, I just, and then as far as Mondays, like Mondays we have the Street Scholars podcast. It's a full, like it's a busy day. So it'll help me out a lot. If I could actually do this shit on a Tuesday instead, you know, a Tuesday will probably work out a little bit better for me. So I might move Nashville to Tuesdays. I don't think it would hurt anybody. I think it'll be the same shit. It is what it is kind of deal. So yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Just put out four good episodes a week. We'll all be fine with that.
No, I want to do like one and a half, you know, one 45 minute one or whatever on a Tuesday. And then, you know, Wednesday or Friday, if I do a Wednesday or a Friday, it'll be a bonus. I do want to get my sister and my mom. They kind of say, oh, what happened? You know, but we'll see what's up with them. Lazy has a lot to say. He has a lot in his mind. So he's been hitting me up to do an episode. I told him, you need to do your own episode. Like, you don't need me. Yeah, you don't need me on here. Yes, you have some Friday motivation would be kind of cool. You don't need me on here. You need your own podcast. You could use
why hasn't he came up with his own podcast? That'd be a good podcast.
He always talks about it, bro. He'll be really, really good if he did it. I don't know why he's not doing it. I always felt like he has a gift. not a gift of gab, but he has a way of putting things into words and motivating people. He's a very like motivational talker, and I always tell him, I go, bro, you're wasting your God's talent. Gift. Yeah, your talent. Obviously you're a good tattoo artist, but I think your talent is in talking to people and preaching to people, like kind of like that. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying go be a pastor or a preacher, but you could say every time he speaks, people, they love to hear him talk. He's a very, you know,
and yeah, you could probably reach more people through a podcast than you will in a church.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Like I have, like, you know, Nashville, I have thousands and thousands. And once in a while I will do a Christian jab, and you know, that's been heard more than a lot of churches out there. So it's kind of cool. So we are no longer on Patreon. Just Patreon was amazing.
Yeah, what's up with that? I was looking and my payment stopped.
You know what? I just did it because I don't, at least I want to say like almost a little over 30, like 30% of people, were paid subscribers and on Patreon, which that's not a bad amount for having thousand followers. It's not a bad amount, bro. It really wasn't. It was a good month. Yeah. It was definitely a good monthly payment, but I don't want only some 30% people listening to pod. I want everybody listening to podcasts. So even though it is it is a little pay cut, whatever, I think down the road in the long run, it'll help out better. Like I don't want anybody to miss out on any episode. It sounds weird, but it is what it is. You know, I know like $3.
That's nice of you.
$3, you know, some people, honestly, bro, on some real shit, some people can't afford $3 or some people don't want to go through the whole thing or whatever it is, bro. I don't care. It should be a free podcast. It was cool. Help me out. It should be a free podcast.
So if people want to gift you like money, gift certificates, they can still do that.
They could do it. There's a link right there on where's the episode and it says like support. You click on a support and it's, if you have an Apple phone, like if you're listening to the Apple podcast, it's easy. All you gotta do is press Apple Pay. It has Apple Pay on there and it just goes straight through your Apple Pay. It's a click of one button. You could do it if you want to. It's dope if you do. But like I said, it's not like, it was funny because I was cutting Sammy Sam's hair the other day. He's like, yeah, bro, like, you know, you sound like a pastor getting tithes or whatever. And I go, Sammy, I could tell you don't pay tithings at your church or no church, because I don't get, listen, only people get weirded out when a church starts talking about money as far as tithing and whatever, you know, putting money in the basket. I don't feel weird about it because I pay. Like I have a thing with my church where they automatically take it out of my bank once a month. It's an occurring thing where I don't have to worry about it. They take it out of my bank once a month. I don't feel weird about it. People only feel weird about that kind of talk when they're not doing it. You know, when they're not doing it. So obviously Sammy felt weird about me talking about it because obviously he wasn't obviously a paid subscriber. He didn't support the podcast, which is cool, Sammy. Like, you don't have to. Like, that's cool. Like, you know, I mean, I don't support your, what is he? He had like a porn website up right now. Like, I don't support that. Like, I'm rooting for the guy. By as far as me putting money into it, that's not my thing. And maybe this podcast isn't his thing. But if this podcast is your thing and you do want to support, then go ahead and support, bro. I mean, that means it means a lot. Like, if you do, you do. You don't, you don't. It is what it is.
Even reposting the podcast is like, that's a good sign of support right there.
Yeah. So either way, like, I don't care if I sound like a pastor or whatever. You know, at the end of the day, like you're not going to listen, bro. Closed mouths don't get fed. End of the fucking day, closed mouths don't get fed.
Especially on first dates with you.
That was fucking funny. Fucking idiot. So like, if I don't ask, then I'm never going to get anything, bro. If I don't ask for like, you know, donations, if I don't ask for like, if I never told people about paid sponsorships, then I would never had like people that subscribed. I would have never had that. Like, I got to bring it up. You got to bring it up. Like, fuck, dude. Like, if I can't ask my friends or, you know, people that fuck me for help, then who could I ask for? Who am I going to ask? You know what I mean? But anyways, that's a whole different thing.
You, like all people already know, that strangers help more than friends. So
that's sad to say.
And that's the bottom line. It's a sad truth. And, you know, that's the way it is sometimes.
That's the way it is all the time. All the time.
Like, promoting, you also have the clothes. You have all that shit coming out right now too, right?
I do have the merch. Shout out to one of our sponsors, SnapExpress.com. Go to SnapExpress.com. You'll see Nashville on there. You'll see Street Scholars on there. You'll even see DJ Angie V. You're Not Down on there. We're all on one website. It's pretty dope that we're all like part of one big family. And yeah, man, if once you order it, it'll be there in like in 3 to 5 days, working days. And it comes with a sticker, button, whatever you want. It's pretty good. SnapExpress.com. Click on a Nashville thing if you want to fuck with it. It is hoodie season. But with that being said, we are out of time. Novel, I guess today's topic was about what? Not going down on your other, on the first date, maybe?
No, do not use that as your...
as the title?
Yeah, do not use that.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean,
you can. Yeah, fisherman.
Yeah, I wanted to do a little lighter show today. That's why. Well, I actually want to have you. It's a little more deeper. Hashtag no homo. But I do want to do like a lighter show, like a little something, because the last few episodes I've been going pretty hard on, you know, just on some other shit, you know, but
life.
Yeah, on some life shit, bro. But anyways, Novel, thanks for joining, bro. I know you have to do some tattoos right now. Whatever you're gonna do. So, are you gonna go to Street Scholars tonight or no?
I might.
I might.
All right. See,
that's why Novel is not like really like all the way a part of it anymore. Cause this is the answer. I don't know. Like what the fuck kind of shit is that? This guy's.
I'm not even on the panel. The last 2 weeks I was. It was very, very, very.
Today's gonna be another emotional one, bro. So it should be pretty good. But anyways, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for fucking with me. Go to French Fry Fairy Tale. Fuck with their podcast. It's not as good as this, but it's decent. So check it out. And we are out late.